Bonjour, everyone. Welcome to another week of Fabs's High Review. I'm speaking French because I'm going to France in a couple of weeks, so I'm just practicing mon français avec vous. I think that's French plural polite for you all. It's the French version of y'all. Bonjour, comment ça va? Je m'appelle... Did you really think I was going to say my name? Please, I was never going to say my name. Yes, by the way, I did say my mother's name last week, but I changed it. Unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to leave it out when I was doing the actual recording. After the fact, I edited in the word Trish instead of my mother's name. So you obviously thought that I missed it, but nope. Quick as a button, me. By the way, I'm also aware that I say the word fun a lot in this podcast. Again, that's another, I was about to say fun thing to edit out at the end. Oh my God, I can't stop saying the word fun. Anyway, I apologize for saying the word fun so much. I actually do edit most of them out, but you're still getting a heavy dose of fun. But what can I say? I like to have fun. I actually got my topic today as a result of a conversation from my lovely, lovely husband. He was away last weekend, and on Monday evening, we were having a chat about how his time away had been. And he turned to me and he was like, have you ever noticed that normal social behaviors that aren't acceptable in a regular setting are acceptable in an airplane? And I was like, oh, I don't know. How do you mean? Give me an example. And he was like, well, men pee sitting down on airplanes. And I said, why do you sit down? And he was like, well, you don't want to get wet feet if turbulence hits. And I was like, interesting. First of all, you shouldn't even be standing up or in the bathroom or in the line for the bathroom if there's turbulence. Call me a nerd, but when that little belt sign comes up, neither wild horses nor a full bladder could get me to move from my seat. I am not going to the bathroom, but apparently my husband does. I can't really comment on that because I'm not a man, but I'm now going to start asking men, do they stand up or do they sit down? Is it just my husband who seems to think that everyone does it? Or is this just a weird little quirk of his character? It then got us thinking about other social norms that happen on airplanes. One of them is socks and sandals. Now, normally I would never recommend socks and sandals, but on an airplane, I do see why you would wear it. You've taken your shoes off because you don't want to get deep vein thrombosis. I know I'm not the only one that does that. You put your sandals on and then you go to the bathroom, because if you don't do that, which I've been caught short on a few times, you're going to get wet socks from all the gross liquids on the floor. And nobody wants that. So yes, yeah, socks and sandals when you're on an airplane is... au fait. Look at me throwing in French words that don't make any sense. Drinking hard liquor before 7 a.m, that's also acceptable on an airplane. I would never normally do that if I was at home, but if it's 5:45 in the morning and I'm about to take a flight and I want a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, I know a mimosa isn't hard liquor, but it's still alcohol. But if I want a Bloody Mary or a vodka soda, fuck it, do it. It's going to be an acceptable time somewhere, maybe the place that you're flying. Watching people's TV screens as well is something which you see a lot on an airplane. And honestly, people turn blind eyes to it, and good on them. I do that a lot. I've got to be honest. I am always that person peeking through, watching someone else's movie or TV. Even if I'm watching something, I sit and stare at their screen. But I just like to gauge the interests of the people around me. See if they're watching a documentary or if they're watching like a murder thing, which my brother-in-law would definitely watch murder documentaries on an airplane. I used to watch them and we used to talk about them. And then I had to stop because I just was convinced that every single person who I came across was going to murder me. Also, like, it's totally okay to read someone's computer screen. You know, your plane buddy, if they like whip out a laptop and start working on something, it's totally fine to look over their shoulder. I was on a flight once from New York to Miami, and I spent the entire time reading over the shoulder of the man next to me who was preparing an annual report. And he was in the like oil and gas industry. I learned so much. Honestly, though, when I could see there were typos or like grammar mistakes, I was like, oh, I know that you know that I'm looking at your screen. So if you could just sense my energy that you made a massive typo just then, or that comma shouldn't have been there, if you could just like feel it and sense it and just edit it out, that would be great. I was once editing my will on a flight, which probably in retrospect I shouldn't have done, because everyone around me is probably like, that girl is either A, dying, B, very morose, or C, I know someone was looking at my screen like, Jesus Christ, she's only leaving how much to X person? Probably like, oh, X person should definitely get more than X amount of money. Or does X person really want your cat? Yes, that person does want my cat, because my cat's fucking cool. And if I'm not around anymore, you've hit the jackpot getting my cat. She rocks. So other things that you do on an airplane, which is a bit bizarre in a normal atmosphere, is when you're leaving the airplane, you know how the captain and the co-captain stand at the top of the alley and you thank them as you get off the plane? You're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good day. Thank you. Thanks so much. You're basically thanking them for not killing you, for doing their job right and delivering you safely to your destination, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm delighted that I'm safe, but I'm basically thanking you for getting your job right. And they want thanks from everyone on the plane because they stand there and they say goodbye to all 300 people. They really need to know that their job was done well. And all power to them. But I don't know if I would give the same level of thanks to someone handing me my Starbucks coffee than I would a pilot of an airplane, even though technically they both just did their jobs correctly. That's going to be a super controversial comment. I'm not saying I don't like pilots. I love pilots. Face masks on an airplane is something that's becoming increasingly popular. And I don't mean the medical masks that you put over your mouth. I mean the like face masks with like cucumber and aloe and that kind of thing. The ones that make you look like Jason from Halloween H20. That's right, I said Halloween H20, not Halloween H2O. I definitely wouldn't wear a face mask in public in any other place. But I guess I would wear one on a long haul flight because you want to have good skin when you land. There was this guy I knew growing up and he used to smuggle hamsters on aeroplanes. It's kind of along the emotional support animal line. Although he didn't do it for emotional support animal reasons, he did it because he was running like a black market hamster trade in the country that I lived in. And I mean, it was obviously a good business because I think he did it quite a few times. The one part of the story that I remember the most is that he used to smuggle these hamsters in his suit pockets. Like he didn't like carry a little tiny hamster bag or put them down at his feet. No, they were sitting in his pockets the whole ride. He was just like feeding them peanuts and things. And then he would sell them to whoever wants a hamster. I saw an article recently about an emotional support frog. I know they're cracking down on emotional support animals, but I think they should still allow emotional support frogs because no one's allergic to frogs. They're super cute looking and they don't take up much space. So emotional support frogs should stay. I'm going to write a letter to someone. Anybody who'd like to sign it, let me know. Those are basically the behavioral tendencies that I thought of, which are acceptable on an airplane, but not in normal life. When you're flying next, think of this. It's okay. Don't feel bad about it. You're on an airplane. Oh, and one thing you shouldn't forget, though, is always thank your pilot. I'm trying to think of the French word for thanks and I can't think of it. Oh my God. What is it?
Merci.
Ah, merci. They're going to hate me in France. Thanks. Bye. Thanks for listening. Like what you hear? Check back in each week to hear another episode of Fabs' High Review podcast.